Let your motor run in. Head out on the highway. This classic rock anthem is synonymous with leather-clad bikers cruising the open highways. It was once a road travelled by Lars Jensen, who joined the Hells Angels while in prison for killing his father. He swapped his motorbike for a family saloon and has survived three attempts on his life, retribution for daring to leave the Angels.
I believe that I will survive this. I just think it's time now to do things different. In the past, I've gone underground and lived as a fugitive. This time I've decided to stand tall and fight. After the last assassination attempt last week, the police wanted me to go underground, and I denied, while it's not practical possible with small kids. Hell's Angels is per definition evil. Why? It only has one agenda, and that is to maintain a brand that gives them advantages in the criminal environment. If you're a member of the Hells Angels, you have access to all kind of goods, you have a network, and you have a lot of power, while like a country like Denmark, everybody fears Hells Angels, and nobody wants to stand up to them.
There are an estimated 300 gang members in Denmark's jails, and according to the prison service, more than a third of them want help to leave their past behind and to resettle. None of them dare to talk to us for fear of being identified. Marie-Louise Jørgensen is responsible for the prison gang exit program.
Some of them have become older, they want to have family, they want to take care of their children. Some of them are afraid. They're tired of living in a war zone, they have been threatened too much. Actually, they're just fed up with this gang life.
How difficult is it for them to leave?
It's very different. Some of them can leave and will actually have no problems leaving their gang. And then again, we have others where there is a very big pressure on them. They have to hide away. We have to change from one prison to another to hide them away. And when they are released, they have to be removed from the area where they used to live to, and have to live in another area.
The stereo is blaring out as Jens Frederik Rossen drives his flash coupe. This shaven-headed, heavily tattooed 30-year-old is living proof that it is possible to start a new life. He used to be a prominent biker gang member. During his time on the dark side, he committed about 300 crimes. He now runs a fashion business whose message is, bad boys can change.
We lived a life with crime and gangs, and a lot of blood was spilled, so there is another life. It's never too late. You can choose your own destiny. I believe that many criminal people actually stay on their criminal path, mostly because of the group pressure, because I tried to leave it not one time, two times, 10 times, and the group pressure was the worst thing, and that was what took me back every time.
It's equally hard for members of immigrant-dominated gangs to abandon a life of crime. Former hardcore gang leader Sliman Sliman, a Palestinian, is using rap as a vehicle to promote the spirit of peace and reconciliation.
I was shot 4 times as a consequence of my lifestyle and as a consequence of being in a gang. But it started something in me because I saw that the principles we were fighting for wasn't as glorious as we tried to paint it. It wasn't about protecting your family, it wasn't about protecting yourself, it was only about getting honor and name and getting recognition. It's a very fine line to walk on when you leave a gang, because the society don't believe you because you've been living this life for 15 years. Why should I believe you now? Why do you want to leave the gang today? So at the same time, your friends think you're a traitor or you're a rat or you're a spy. So it's a very lonely, lonely, lonely road to walk on or to travel.
Gang exit schemes are undoubtedly making inroads. But according to some experts, for every gang member who leaves, three wannabes step forward to take his place, strengthening the inhabitants of Denmark's underworld. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.